Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Pete Prisco joining us here on the show. Good to have you back, Pete.
How are you doing, Tiffany? Good?
I'm doing good. Doing good. How are you?
I'm great.
Apparently, you're getting hot down the stretch. At least that's what you wrote about when it comes to your picks for the NFC and AFC championship games. Why do you think, and looking at the final scores that you have picked for these, why do you think the Bills, let's start with the Commanders, excuse me, why do you think they'll take this game against the Eagles?
Well, I'm worried about Jalen Hurts and his injury. And look, they don't throw the ball very well to begin with, but if he can't, you know, pull it on those zone reads and be able to put the threat of the run in there, it's going to make it really different in terms of the way you defend them. And we know Barkley and that offensive line, they've been great. I mean, you know, he had a couple runs last week that would have been touchdowns if they were playing flag football. That's how good that line is playing. So I get it, but a big part of the offense and a big part of the ability to run the football is the threat of Hurts to pull it and run. And if he's banged up to the point that he can't do that, I think it changes the dynamic. And then on the other side, I think the rookie quarterback just playing out of his mind. I mean, I loved him coming out. He's the most improved player I've ever seen in my entire life from the time he started at Arizona State, where I went to school, to where he went to LSU. He put the work in, and I thought he would be the best quarterback in this draft class, but I didn't think he'd be this good this early. So I think he can have success throwing the football as well, which is why I think the Commanders can go in there and win the game.
Yeah, it's funny you said that, Pete. We talked to Herm Edwards last week and kind of talked to him about recruiting Jaden Daniels and the change he's made in his career from there to LSU to the NFL. But in that Washington game, do you think their offensive line can handle this defensive front of Philadelphia led by Jalen Carter that has been, I mean, kind of dominant in the playoffs so far?
Yeah, and he's the guy. I mean, you mentioned it. He's a game wrecker. I think he's on the way to becoming that Chris Jones where every single, you know, particularly in the postseason, you have to account for him. And we saw that last week against the Rams. And it's, you know, kind of compounded by the fact that Sam Cosmi's not in the lineup at right guard, their best offensive lineman. Now, Scott went in there last week and did a nice job. But that's going to be, you know, when you're matched up against Jalen Carter, you better take note of that and be accountable for him because he's going to do a lot of different things. And, you know, one of the sacks he got last week, he kind of like faked a loop and just came right up the middle unblocked. And they do some things to get him free and creative. So, yeah, you better block him. I mean, you know, look, Nolan Smith has gotten much better over the course of the last month of the season. But there's one guy you have to really account for, and that's Jalen Carter.
Well, let's talk a little bit about the other game as well, Pete, and I think when you look at it, I was saying this earlier, it seems to me that if Josh Allen, and the Bills are able to win this weekend, win the Super Bowl, that it, to me, it's almost a passing of the torch, right? It almost like you could see this intersecting kind of two dynasties. I'm not saying that Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid are done moving forward, but it does feel like they're kind of past that prime, if you will. And that's crazy to say because they're going to a conference championship, but that's how good they have been. So what are the odds you think Josh Allen can get it done this weekend? And if so, what do you think is the future for both of those squads?
Yeah, I don't think either way it closes the book on anybody. I mean, as long as those two guys are around slinging it around, you know, those teams are going to be hanging, you know, right there at the end of the year to try and get to the Super Bowl. And, you know, it's the perfect thing going into the season when everybody said the Bills' window was closed because they lost Stephon Diggs, and the Bills' window was closed because they lost their two veteran safeties. And yet here they are probably with their best chance to get to a Super Bowl. And I think a lot of it has to do with Josh Allen. He's been phenomenal. I mean, he's carried this team on his back, and they have, you know, he's the lone all-pro guy. I mean, it's incredible when you think about it, and yet here they are. So, but if, you know, the Chiefs don't win, they're still going to be right back in it again next year. As long as Patrick Mahomes and Josh Allen are playing quarterback for those two teams, they're going to be on collision course year in and year out to go play in the postseason. Now, it might not happen in the championship game every year, but I think they're both going to be in the mix.
Pete, you probably made a lot of people mad with that comment there. Chiefs, it's never ending, isn't it?
Inevitable.
You think about it, and here's the other part of that equation, guys. If they win, the Chiefs win this week, and then they win the Super Bowl again, three straight, where does that put Patrick Mahomes in the GOAT conversation? Because, you know, nobody else had ever done that. And B, where does it put Andy Reid? And, you know, nobody ever talks about Andy Reid being the greatest coach of all time. I figured it out. If he coaches about another 3-plus years and wins these type of numbers in terms of the wins each season and in the playoffs, he's going to take down Don Shula. And if he wins another Super Bowl, three in a row, and four, I mean, that's incredible. So I think Andy Reid and for their legacies, Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes have enormous games coming up this week in terms of what their legacies could be when they're finally said done, finished and playing, you know, because I think you look at it, he could three in a row. You know, that's the old thing when Jordan, you know, Bird and Magic and those guys, they didn't win three in a row. Bill Russell did, but they didn't. Jordan did. And that kind of, you know, cemented him as the guy. And if Patrick Mahomes, I know Brady has more Super Bowls, but if Patrick Mahomes wins three in a row and is still young enough to go win a couple more, I think he's in the conversation as the GOAT.
In the conversation, Pete, or do you think he surpasses Brady?
In my book, he'd surpass him in large part because I think he's got a lot left because he's still a young man. But more than that, three in a row is brutal. You know, we go back to the old Buffalo Bills days and four straight they went to, which is an amazing. I don't think that will ever be done again unless, you know, the Chiefs do it this year or next year because it's just incredible. They didn't win any of them. But to get there four straight years and then to go there three straight years and win it, I mean, that would be a feat that would, I think, put Mahomes as the GOAT.
It would. We've got Pete Prisco on with us, senior NFL columnist for CBSSports.com and analyst for CBS Sports HQ. Pete, so a lot of hiring's being made now around the NFL. Some coaching vacancies have been filled. And we could start with the Jets, who got their guy in former Lions defensive coordinator Aaron Glenn. So he's walking into a situation now where there's some questions at the quarterback position with Aaron Rodgers. Do you think, with that being factored in, that he made the right decision to go back to the place where his career started?
Well, it's hard to turn your back on a place where you've played. I mean, it's always been that way in this league and anything. You know, it's comfortable, and he knows it. He knows that organization. He has a soft spot for him. So it's hard to turn your back on that. But you go in there without the quarterback situation, you know, settled, you got problems. And I don't care how good you are as a coach in this league. If they don't fix it in the next year – you know, whether that's temporarily playing Rodgers and drafting a guy that you would take over in the following year, you have problems. And any coach in this league who's never fixed the quarterback position usually gets fired. And so I don't care how good you are. You can have a great defense. You can have the running game. But if your quarterback position isn't fixed, you're not going to be one of those teams that can push to go win a Super Bowl, and you're not probably going to get fired as a head coach. So it's an intriguing job for him. It's a challenge for him, but he better fix the quarterback position.
B, Pete, inside the city when the Raheem Morris went and hired Jeff Ulbrich as the defensive coordinator, a lot of people here, the media here, were saying, well, it's a safe hire. It's a comfortable hire because they have coached together when they were here the first stint in Atlanta, and they were good friends. What did you think of the hire of Jeff Ulbrich as a defensive coordinator here for the Falcons?
I think Jeff Ulbrich's a good coach. I think you do usually lean on people you're comfortable with, and sometimes it works and sometimes it doesn't. But I think they've worked together enough that they know each other. I think it'll work. I think Jeff's done a nice job as a defensive coordinator when he's done it. I don't think, you saw their defense kind of tailed off a little bit when he wasn't the defensive coordinator last year and he was overseeing the entire roster. So I think it's a good situation for him. But more than that, the Falcons got to be thrilled, man. They got their quarterback. Look, everything else that happens from here on out in the next decade, you got your quarterback again. I mean, you got that guy, and that guy will cure your ills. And if, bad ones usually expose them, but you now have the quarterback, and they are going to be relevant for the next decade because they have Michael Penix.
Well, I'm glad you brought that up, because one of the things I wanted to ask you about, and let's rewind just a little bit of a couple of weeks, Terry Fontenot was talking about Kirk Cousins, and he said, point blank, I'm very comfortable with Kirk Cousins being the backup here in Atlanta. I'm on record as saying I can see it happening. I don't think it will, but I can see it happening. What did you make of Terry Fontenot's, putting it out there that, hey, Kirk could stay around here for a while?
I find that hard to believe, to be honest with you. I think for a couple of reasons. One, and don't get me wrong, Kirk Cousins is a really good guy. He'd probably be a good backup to have around, but I think the price is, look at the money, and I think Kirk Cousins is going to want to play. And so he can make it happen if he wants to. So, I don't think he's going to be there. I think that's just lip service to a guy who's a classy guy and a good guy in the building. I don't think that makes any sense from that standpoint. The other part of that is I think it puts a lot of pressure on the young quarterback if you do keep him around. I mean, because if he does have a bad game, people are going to start clamoring, oh, go get Kirk Cousins, get him back in there. Now he's healthier than he was a year ago. Maybe he should be playing. So I don't think that would be good for the organization at all, and I don't think it'll happen. I think that was just lip service.
All right, got a couple of minutes here, Pete, finishing up. Is Trent Baalke the reason that Liam Cohen did not take the Jacksonville job? I know that you're very close to the Jacksonville organization. Are you used to be anyways? What do you make of all that?
Well, to answer your question, Ben Johnson was the guy that they wanted. He was their number one priority. He did a virtual interview with them. They wanted him to do an in-person interview with them before they made any kind of negotiation. He had reservations about Trent Baalke, but he wouldn't come do the virtual live interview. And they said, no, we're not going to negotiate with you until you do the live interview. Well, it didn't happen. So he took the job in Chicago without ever doing a face-to-face interview with the Bears, which is strange, but he did it. And so they backed away from that one on their own. But Baalke was given pause to some of those people, including Ben Johnson. It gave pause. I don't know if it necessarily gave pause to Liam Cohen, because I think, Baalke was pushing for him and he was his guy. Cohen, I think, just saw a better situation to go back to Tampa. I think he's the coach in waiting. They won't say that, but I do believe that. And he liked living in Tampa and he liked working with Baker Mayfield. So I think he pulled himself out of that. Now they can go back and revisit that again now to see if maybe now that Baalke is out, that he is still interested and maybe come back around and try and get him again. But I think Robert Saleh is going to end up with that job. I really do.
Oh, wow.
And I think Saleh, Shad Khan has a real, he has an affinity for him. He likes him. He coached, he coached there in Jacksonville as the linebackers coach back in the day. And I think he's the guy that I think right now would be the leader in the clubhouse. And I think he might, you have to go get an offensive coordinator that can work with Trevor Lawrence. And I think that guy might be, Adam Stenovich, if they can get him away from the Green Bay Packers, or maybe even Mike LaFleur if Sean McVay were to allow him to go somewhere where he could call plays. So I think that's the ideal scenario for them. Then they hire the general manager. They do need to hire an executive vice president, from what I hear they're going to. So there's a lot of things at play, but Trent Baalke should have been fired a couple of years ago, by the way. It just didn't seem to work. And they, for some reason, Shad Khan, who's a brilliant, brilliant, brilliant businessman and a really good owner, by the way, makes some bad decisions when it comes to the football side of things. I mean, he's willing to spend. He's willing to do whatever it takes. He's not a meddling guy. And he's one of the wealthiest owners in the league. And yet, for some reason, he's the guy that has the most losses in the span since he's owned the team. So that tells you that there's too much loyalty at times to some of those people.
It's going to be interesting to see how it all plays out. Pete, great talking to you.
What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built. It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
And good to have you back with us.
You got it. Take care, guys.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Nick's, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Nick's Menswear, your friend in style.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Coca-Cola, 7-Up, Dr. Pepper, and Polar Seltzer, selected varieties and sizes, buy 2 and get 3 free of equal or lesser value, plus CRV. Limit 3 free items. USDA Choice Bone-In Ribeye Steak, $7.97 per pound. Limit 2 packages. Creamy Hass Avocados, 77 cents each. Limit 4 items. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. But there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.